The Red and the Black, A Chronicle of the 19th Century by Stendhal. Chapter 1. A Small Town. Put thousands together, less bad, but the cage, less gay. Hobbes. Verrières is no doubt one of the prettiest small towns in Franche-Comté. Its white houses with their steep red-tiled roofs are spread out over a hillside, the slightest contours of which are marked by clumps of hardy chestnuts. The Doubs flows a few hundred feet below the town's fortifications, built long ago by the Spanish and now in ruins. Verrières is sheltered on the north by a high mountain chain, a spur of the Jura. The Verrières' jagged peaks are covered with snow from the first cold days in October. A torrent that gushes from the mountain runs through Verrières before plunging into the Doubs and supplies the power for the numerous sawmills. A simple industry, this provides a measure of well-being for the majority of inhabitants, more peasant than burgher. It was not, however, sawmills that made this town rich. It is to the manufacture of calico, so-called Mulhouse cloth, that it owes the general affluence which, since Napoleon's fall, has put a new facade on nearly every house in Verrières. As soon as you enter the town, you are stunned by the racket from a noisy machine, an awful-looking thing. 20 heavy hammers, falling with a noise that shakes the pavement, are lifted by a water wheel set in motion by the torrent. Each of these hammers turns out daily I don't know how many thousands of nails. Fresh and pretty girls present to the blows of these enormous hammers the little iron scraps that are quickly turned into...